Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
Dad, what's up, everybody? Hello and welcome to Destruction 101. I am your host, Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for letting you down last week. I'm sorry for being busy. I'm one busy mother effer lately, and it's been crazy. It really has. And I'm really trying to manage all my time. And it's not that I have an excuse. I should have sat down and recorded. It's not an excuse. It's just that a lot of things hit me all at once. So I've been kind of busy. I've been lacking on my social media. I've been lacking on all sorts of shit. So I'm sorry. But welcome back. We had a week off, and the plugs immediately. As you're listening to this, it's July 12th. So tomorrow in Allentown, New Jersey, WrestlePro is back. Come check us out at the Freedom Fest State Fair. All your favorites are there. And we're bringing in the big guy, Ryback, Cody Rhodes tagging up with Pat Buck to take on the Heavenly Bodies. Anthony Bowens is in the house. Mario Bacara. Kevin Matthews takes on Bobby Wayward for the WrestlePro Championship. So a title match happening in Allentown tomorrow. Also, July 20th, a week from tomorrow, July 21st. I think it's, I'm sorry, 21st. BBWF returns to the Edison Hotel. That's the E Hotel. Come check us out there as well. It's been a very adventurous couple weeks. It really has. A lot of stuff. I recorded the pilot episode of Simon Says with Pat Kenny, otherwise known as Simon Diamond. That is in the can and ready for production. I already produced it. Everything's done. It's just a matter of sending it over to Bruce Pritchard to get on his network. Well, there's a lot of shit going on. So, again, that's been recorded. We sat down. We told some seriously awesome, awesome stories. I'm talking from the fall of ECW to the rise of TNA and his newfound life as a producer and a talent, you know, talent. I don't even know how to describe. He describes it way better than I could in his days at TNA and Impact, which recently just came to a close. So he's here. He's got a lot of stuff on his mind. He wants to talk. He's not shooting on anybody. He's just like, he would like to let everybody in on what happens, you know, when a company goes down, or what happens when a company starts to come up, or what happens when you're down on your luck and you think that you don't have another chance or another outlet. So again, it's very, very informative. I hope to release it somehow in some capacity very, very soon. We took on a new sponsor. We, for at least one show, I'll talk to you guys about that in a little bit. It's a theater play. I think it's phenomenal. After reading all the descriptions that my buddy Jeremy sent me, I think it's something very interesting, and I might even check it out myself. I'm not even kidding. I'm not saying that because he's a sponsor of the show. I'm saying that because it looks that cool. I was a big fan of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and so you'll hear all about that later on in the show with a special commercial and a live read later on. 4th of July weekend came and went, didn't it? And it kind of just came and it was gone. And as you're hearing this, you know, it's a week later and it's already kind of in the past and a rearview mirror of a lot of guys. But for me, it was one of the more fun weekends I've had in a very, very long time. Hold on. Sorry. Mouth is all nice and dry this morning. I'm actually recording this on Friday. What is it? July 7th. Yeah, July 7th, I think. Well, like, I'm losing track of date. Like, this is terrible. Yeah, July 7th. So, yeah, I'm recording it on July 7th because this is the only day I have off and the only day and time I have free. That's how busy it's been. But anyway, 4th of July weekend, me and Chris Steeler took a trip down to Tiki Bar on Friday. of July 4th, quote, weekend. We all know July 4th didn't fall, it didn't happen until Tuesday, but the celebratory weekend was the weekend before. So we go down there. Now, keep in mind, I have no plans throughout the whole weekend. I'm by myself all weekend, so I'm looking for something to do. Me and Chris Dealer have been talking about this since we saw it the last time we went to Tiki Bar. We were reminded that the Michael Kay show on ESPN was going to be there. And I'm a fan of the show. I'm a huge fan of the show. So much, in fact, that I turn off the other station because of this show. So I was able to meet Michael Kay one-on-one for about 45 seconds to a minute. Shook his hand, said hello, introduced myself. I wasn't in the bag drunk or anything like that, so I'm not slurring any words. I told him when he's ready to hang it up, then I'm more than willing to take over as the voice of the Yankees. He said, no, you should be playing football. I'm a bigger guy, so he's probably like, what the hell are you talking about? Very nice, down-to-earth dude. Met Peter Rosenberg, who I wore my NWO black and white shirt. And as I'm recording this, it is 21 years ago today the NWO was formed. Yeah, you feel old yet? Met Pete Rosenberg, showed him my NWO shirt. He threw up the Wolfpack. Then he came down and met me, took a picture with me and stuff, and it's pretty cool. Those are the moments you can kind of mark out at, and these are people that you see on TV and you see in the radio, and they're in the position that you'd like to be in. So that was cool. We drank the night away, came back into the area, drank some more. I think it was a 13-hour drinking day. So set some records. It was like a day-night doubleheader for the old Dave D. So that was that. Saturday, I couldn't move. So Saturday, I did nothing. I highly recommended this show, and I said this on my Facebook. I believe, it's called All or Nothing. It's the story of the Los Angeles Rams last season. So if you watched Hard Knocks, which you should, if you're a football fan, watch Hard Knocks, no matter who the team is covering. Like this year, they're covering Tampa Bay. Watch Hard Knocks. This is actually a continuation into the season. It follows them the entire year, and it actually follows them into like 4 or 5 months into the offseason, like with the new coach, the new draft, like just everything, free agent moves, all sorts of cool stuff. So that's what I did on Saturday. I binge watched the shit out of that and didn't move. Sunday, I went on the old boat ski with my friend Mark, and it's been like, I got a couple messages like, is that your boat? Like, no, it's not my boat. Like, I can't afford a boat. But my friend, who does very well, he's a very dedicated worker. He's been working in the same company for about, no bullshit, over 10 years, 15 years. Like, I'm not even trying to kid. Like, I'm pretty sure he started in 2003 or 4. So 4, 17, 13 years. All right. 13 years in one company. So they're taking care of him. And he's now able to enjoy his 30s a little bit, buy some new toys. He bought his wife a new car the other day. He got a boat. So, like, these are things that I'm not a mooch. I don't have to go on a boat. But when it's offered, and, he's my best friend since I was in sixth grade, when he says, hey, man, we're going out, okay, I'm in. Especially because I had nothing else to do, and I was by myself. So, like, why not? So I went out there, and my buddy brought out his jet ski. Now, I've been on this jet ski before. He kind of linked up with us midway through our trip. He comes from a different port. And so he met up with us. And he found out that his jet ski, the entire time we had it the first time, was on some kind of mode called touring mode. Meaning, okay, it'll go quick, but you know what? Let's not get crazy. So this time, he said he found another key for his jet ski, which he was unaware. And we found sport mode on how to turn that on. So sport mode, and yes, do the math. That means, yes, it's going to go faster, a lot faster, and it did, and I got to rip through that thing, and boy, let me tell you, this thing went 0 to 50, no bullshit, in like 3-4 seconds, and I'm not even joking, I'm not even making that up, and this is on the open water, so now you got to worry about the currents and the waves and the wakes and all that stuff, so you got to be careful. Like, I wasn't burning, but like as soon as I hit the gas, like the throttle, like the front end like lifted up like a speedboat. It was fucking nuts. A lot of fun. But so we had that. And then my friend who owns the boat wants to take a ride on the jet ski. Why not? So he does that. And he takes his wife with him. And they rip off. I mean, they fly off. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're just gone. So now I'm with my buddy on the boat who owns the jet ski. So now we're just me and him on the boat and my friend and his wife are on the skate. So now we're sitting around doing just bullshit with the music, trying to hook up my Bluetooth to the boat, yada, yada, yada. Like 5 minutes go by and we're like, well, where is he? You know, like we can't see him. And then we can spot him. My eyes are shit. They're no good. I have zero vision. Like driving at night is a struggle for me. But where was it going? Oh, yeah. So they're out real far. And my buddy's like, hey, you know, I don't think they're moving. I think they're stopped. And I'm like, what do you mean they're stopped? I mean, they're far. And I'm like, what do you mean they're stopped? Why would they stop? So then all of a sudden he's like, oh, my God. Like, I think I see, you know, his name. Like, I think I see Mark like floating behind the boat. And I'm behind the jet ski. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And then he just yells on the top of his lung, pull the anchor up. We got to go get him. And I'm like, oh, my God, they wiped out. They wiped out. And they're stranded in the middle of the fucking ocean. So I'm like, oh, my God. So here I am. I'm pulling this anchor up like you wouldn't believe, like the biggest, like I don't even know how to describe it, like with more force than like when you climb the rope in gym class. I'm talking, I was motoring to try to get this anchor up because we were anchored out there in the middle of nowhere. So we pull the anchor up, and then once we pull the anchor up and start the engine, we turn behind us to go get them, and then we see them coming back, and I'm like, okay, they're okay, we can drop the anchor again. They get back, turns out he hit a bad wake, and he was going down, and his wife was holding on to him. She rolls her ankle like off the it was a mess, and that was early on in the day. So she was a trooper. That's back-to-back weekends. The ladies of the boat were troopers, like dealing with the worst of the worst situations. But so that was that. So what was I getting at? Oh yeah, so Monday after that, the wife gets home. We have a nice day to ourselves. We do a whole lot of nothing. You know, I think we saw, I went to my dad's pool. We went and checked out that. Had a nice day to ourselves. Tuesday, the actual 4th of July, we went out on the boat again. So I'm just a boat haunt. You could tell, I mean, if you've seen me, like I'm as tan as I've ever been. But we went back on the boat. I dressed the part. I looked like Axl Rose with the fucking American flag headband and all sorts of shit. We had a fantastic day on the boat. We went out to this like dock and dine thing called, what the hell was it called? Moby's. Down in, I don't even know what town it was. Seabright, maybe? I don't know. But I'm dying to get down to Brick and that boat area with F Cove that I used to. But I'm trying, but I'm just like, at the same time, I'm like, am I going to get myself in trouble if I go down there? Because, I mean, F Cove is just, it's just party central. And I mean, like, there's just girls, like, fucking naked everywhere. So it's like, do I want to put myself in a situation like that? Of course I do. But, I want to get down there eventually. I'm trying to link up with a couple of my other buddies to get down there. But again, it'll happen. It's still baby summer right now. It's just passing the 4th of July weekend. But whatchamacallit. So then after that, we went to my buddy's barbecue, who just got recently engaged. He's like last of the Mohegans. He's the last one to get hitched. So all my buddies, and I posted a picture on the 4th of July night. That's the crew I've been rolling with, and a couple of them even earlier than that, but since like 1999 minimum. I rolled with two of those guys from like 1996. So I've known these guys for a long, long time. Great friends of mine. Those are the guys that, like, I think just recently, and I'm not saying I'm like falling out of love with wrestling, because I'm not. I love wrestling and I love what I'm doing, and I'm excited about all my roles coming up. However, it's like, and I told Chris Steeler this in conversation, and it's not like a private conversation. It's just straight up, like, I wish that there were more people, more wrestlers, more workers, have you, that had more of a life outside of wrestling. Like, when somebody talks about wrestling the entire time, and I'm talking like they have nothing else to talk about, they have no knowledge of anything else but wrestling, that makes you very one-dimensional, and it makes you just not fun to talk to. Like, I'm not just like, it's corny after a while. Like, dude, do you not know anything else? Like, I'm here, I know everything about everything, okay? I'm a fan of everything. I'm a sports fan. I'm a movie fan. I'm a this, I'm a that. You know, like, I have a lot of shit going on. But, like, are you kidding when it comes to, like, you know, talking about wrestling 24-7? And I'm talking about some of the people that are just, like, brand new in the business that really need to get, like, a reality and ego check, because people's heads are blowing up a lot faster than they should. And I, you know, it's unfortunate because I was rooting for a lot of these people, and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh God, man, you're like a bad taste in my mouth. Like, just, ugh, you're not going about it the right way. I don't think you're going about it the right way. I don't think you're conducting yourself good anymore. And I think you're kind of being laughed at by a lot of your peers. And if you don't know who you are and you want to take a look in the mirror, do that. You know, check yourself. Because it's just getting to the point where it's just like, ugh, you're leaving a bad taste in my mouth. There's been times I've seen posts on Facebook where I'm just like, I hate wrestling. I fucking hate it. You know what I mean? And I know that has to go through the mind of others who are not one-dimensional and have other things going on in life. And I'm just like, oh, God, do I hate some of these people. And it's not the company as I work for. I love WrestlePro. I love what's happening with that company. And I think it's the sky's the limit. And, you know, there's other companies that I'm just like, stop. Just stop running shows. Just stop. Because I'm tired of the, okay, we're full of capacity, wall to wall, no, like, standing room only, when the fucking room only holds 50 fucking people. Stop with that shit. Like, it's annoying. It's so, and it's just, ugh, it's cringeworthy, man. You are bragging about a brand that can't draw anywhere else besides one fucking location. Like, stop. It's annoying. Very, very annoying. But anyway, I'm not trying to get off the beaten path there. What else do we have? All right, I'm going to take a break now because there's so much more to talk about. And we have, as I said, new sponsor. Gino Gotz is back, kicked in the head. I told him the other day, I'm like, just send it anyway, even though if I'm not recording, like, let's have it in the can. So I have that in the can, and he's going to do it. He might even do two today. Who knows? But, yeah, we talked about a lot already. We'll talk about more when we come back. I'll give you an update on things that are coming up as far as events for me personally and just events as a whole. I'll give you a little update on this coaching thing I've been doing. Like, it's really, really starting to take shape, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And then, summer school, you know, just wrestling stuff or lack of there and wrestling stuff, like whatever the case may be, we'll touch it all. All right. And we'll be back right after a word from our sponsor. That's right. We have a sponsor here. We've had a couple in the past, but like this is one that I'm excited about and I'm excited for him. So we'll be back right after this. Drama, twists, turns. Oh, you thought I was talking about pro wrestling? No. Dave Destruction Sturcio is here to talk to you about one of his newfound passions, and that's the theater. Now, I'm not just going to go see any rinky-dink show. I'm going to see the top-of-the-top quality shows, especially those that are kicking off this summer. I'm here to talk to you about Truth and Confessions. It's an adaptation of Victor Hugo's novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Written and directed by Mark Bronchi, starring Nathaniel Barber as the character Quasimodo. The story takes place in 15th century Paris, France. The story is a dark tale about a first love, temptation, deceit, and betrayal. Now, if I don't know if that doesn't say pro wrestling or Monday Night Raw, I don't know what does. This show could be found at the Community Education Center at 3500 Lancaster Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The show is only one weekend, July 27th to the 30th, Thursday to Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday a special show at 3 p.m. Tickets are just $20 and could be ordered through brownpapertickets.com or 1-800-838-3006. Take my word for it on this one, folks. If you are a fan of the theater, check out Truth and Confessions.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Guts. I'm back with yet one more edition of Kicked in the Head right here on the Destruction 101 podcast, which is on the Shiny Wizards Network and the B Plus Player Radio. Maybe one day 60 years will listen to that. But anyways, I digress. It's the 4th of July weekend, if you can freaking call it that. 4th of July was on a Tuesday here in America. Independence Day, the day where we took our country back from the British. The Redcoats were coming. Butchagaloop, he rolled Paul Revere off of the seas and the shining seas and golden mountains and all that good shit. And that's how Christopher Columbus gained independence for America. But Columbus would not have been happy because we had to go to work on Monday. What is this bullshit? You know, we should have been on that Mayan Aztec warrior calendar, like the ones that predicted the world's going to end in like 2006 or Actually, I didn't think any of 2000 fucking checked in. Anyways, I digress once again. We should have been on the Mayan Aztec warrior calendar because my sources say 4th of July came on a Monday. So we would have had a nice 3-day weekend, enjoyed ourselves. Maybe we could have took a trip to Florida, out in Boca, could have got that tan, could have not blasted 3 fingers off like JPP. I know you like that, Dave. But what are we going to do? There's only one man to blame. One man to blame. Not Trump. No. It's that fat fuck Chris Christie. He closed the beaches, he monsooned himself up on that beach, and he changed our calendar away from the Aztec calendar. That son of a bitch, piece of garbage. What? Alright, anyways, it's Wednesday. I gotta go to the Billy Joel concert. My boy Chris Christie got me backstage passes. I will talk to you later. Remember, folks, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle going, baby.
Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Are you here? What do you say? It's your boy Gino Guts. I'm back with one more edition of Kicked in the Head. This is number 18. This is the Daryl Strawberry edition. This is it on B Plus Player Radio on Shining Wizards Network, only on Destruction 101. Now, this week, we're going to talk about assholes. We're going to talk about low-life, degenerate pieces of shit. Some douchebag from Pennsylvania. Big fucking surprise there, right? Vinny Vincenzo, Viscacasco, Visa, fuck you. I'm embarrassed that your last name ends in a vowel, you piece of shit. You're probably from the fucking little island after Sicily. Fucking nobody likes you, fucking vermin. Anyways, this motherfucker, why he pissed me off? Because he douched out a couple of my friends. Now, he had a ladies wrestling event this past weekend, and lo and behold, he didn't pay anybody. How were you going to do a job, have one done for you, and not get paid for it? You think if you go to a strip club, man, you get a lap dance and you say, "Huh, you know what, I just don't have the money to pay you, Brandy. Is it okay?" No, Big Bubba is going to toss you out on your ass and break your neck the way those girls should have. They should have taken that kendo stick and shoved it straight up your ass so that your fucking teeth pop out with the little fucking white piece on it. Son of a bitch. I don't understand how those girls didn't destroy you. I did hear one person got paid because her boyfriend muscled you up? Really? You're afraid of a ring announcer? What the fuck is wrong with you? God, you're a fucking asshole. And what if I ever see you, I'm gonna break your goddamn head. Tell your daddy, too, because she should have gave you the $100 to spread out so you could have had a fucking show, you piece of garbage. Remember, folks, you're only as good as your last envelope. Make sure it's full, fuckface. Keep that hustle going, baby.
Boy, love a kick. Tell me quick.
Thank you, Gino Gotts, for a double edition. This is probably going to be the most makeshift episode that I've done in 27 episodes because I am now recording the second half of this show on the following Tuesday night. Okay, I started on Friday, ended on Tuesday, for this to be released on Wednesday. So we can get back to your regularly scheduled programming, your same bat time, same bat channel. I will be, for Fridays going forward in July, I'm going to be recording my episodes in its entirety when I have the time. I have Fridays off, so it kind of works out. So they're going to be a little behind on the timing, so I can't really go over my weekend per se. I can kind of give you a heads up of what's coming up for the weekend. But we're back, and this is going to close us out part two here. So thank you, Gino, for your two. Thank you to Truth and Confessions, brought to you by the Standing Ovation Theater. That is something that I'm very interested in. And, speaking of performances, we're going to go right into that performance. We're gonna talk a little bit about Truth and Confessions. What that is, if you heard in the commercial, is a play. And it's something that I'm into now. I'm into the plays. I'm into the old theater scene. And it's, like I said, it's called Truth Confessions. It's an adaptation of Victor Hugo's novel Hunchback of Notre Dame. So if you've ever watched The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney kids out there, it's probably nothing like it, because the theater gives it more of a better spin. And especially, you know, great acting coming out of, let's see, Samantha Ricciuti as Esmeralda and Michael Powell as Archdeacon Frollo. If those are the characters that you are familiar with, I'm not sure if you are. The band, obviously all the great numbers being played is performed and corroborated. Did I fuck that one up? Performance and cast band conducted by Benjamin Apple. So definitely check it out. 3500 Lancaster Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The show is on the weekend from July 27th to the 30th. It's a Thursday to a Saturday. A special Sunday show at 3 p.m. The Saturday shows, and you know, prior to that, 7:30. Tickets are just $20. Brownpapertickets.com, 1-800-838-3006. This is for my boy Jeremy Thompson. He's an aspiring actor, and I, you know, I've always encouraged him to do his, you know, the best he could possibly do, and I think he's going to kill it. So, going forward, look to hear more from Truth and Confessions going forward on the Destruction 101 podcast. So, basically, an update of what's been going on, I guess, post whatever I recorded on Friday. I have a general idea. I deleted my notes and stuff. Basically, practices and the rolling around with this Franklin High School Warriors football team has been incredible. It's been draining, okay? These days in July are crushing me because I'm working about 45 hours a week in 4 days. So, you know, I used to work 45, 50, 60 hours a week, but that was in 5 days. You spread that out in 5 days, it's a lot less. But it's been fun. I'm learning a lot. I'm working with the offensive line, the tight ends. I'm working with the linebackers. I'm working with all sorts of people and all sorts of team members. The camaraderie is great. Everybody's a fan of everybody. We're really kicking into high gear. And come August, when I'm not doing summer school anymore, which I'll give you an update in a second, but when I'm not doing summer school anymore, it'll be a lot less stressful, I think, where I could just focus on football, get up in the morning real early, get to the field, do my meetings, do the lifts, do this, that, and the other, and really focus in on the plan and objective at hand, and that is to beat Phillipsburg on week one. Okay, so that's that. Summer school, I got in there with the intention of thinking that I was going to have one student, and that student was transferred out of district, meaning I don't have that student anymore. So what they did was they kind of downgraded me. I would have been taking control of a fifth grade student going into sixth grade. Now I am dealing with a third grade student, 8-year-old kid. What a trip. Okay. I thought that the kids that I had this past year were something else. And, this is like 1000%, just different. It's the kids, they do have a mouth on them still. He told me he was going to shit all over the place if I didn't let him go to the bathroom. So, yeah, I mean, it's a trip. The teachers are nice. In the afternoons, I'm with a teacher that I was with over the course of my first school year, so it's kind of cool to link back up with that teacher. Yeah, so summer school has been whatever. We'll get to your questions first, and then we'll get into a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Questions. J.P. Mayer, and this is something, obviously, I wanted to talk about because it happened last night. Aaron Judge, he won the 2017 Home Run Derby last night by a landslide. And just when you thought, like, you're looking at this Home Run Derby, if you're a Derby fan, that's cool. And me personally, I couldn't, like, it's been a long time since I've been interested in the Home Run Derby. They added this new rule where it's a time limit thing where the guy's got to really just crank them out there. No more 10 outs. No more, like, the way it used to be was that you would get 10 outs. So anything that's not a home run is an out. So you can pile on as many home runs as possible, but every time you hit a ground ball or a line drive or hit one off the wall, it would be an out. Now it's 4 minutes and just go for it. And when we saw Aaron Judge in the first round, the guy he was going against blasted off 21. And before that, the high was, I think, 19. So everybody in their heads are like, oh, is Aaron Judge a one and done? Like, is he not even going to make it past the second round? First round, rather, and he did, and he is just a naturally gifted baseball player. And JP's question is, can he win Rookie of the Year and MVP? And I believe that you can. The Most Valuable Player Award goes to the player that has the most value to the team. Not necessarily like, okay, he can hit 50 home runs, but if he's not contributing to the team, who cares? You know what I mean? So, like, you have to have a productive team in order to do this. That's why Dak and Zeke were in that conversation in football. Obviously, Rookie of the Year was one thing, but can they be the MVP of the league? I think Judge can be. I don't want to get on the high horse yet. I know everybody's going crazy, and I'm going crazy too. I'm very, very excited about this kid. And I mean, one thing that really bothered me, you know, stemming off of JP's question, was the steroid stuff. I mean, look, unfortunately, and I talked to my boy Brett about this, unfortunately, we came up in an era where Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire it was just murder, you know, and the steroid scandals began, and we were forever, like, etched in that, you know what I mean? Like, we were forever caught up in that steroid era where everybody, no matter what they were doing, the question was, are they juicing, are they using, are they passing tests, are they getting tested, you know, all this stuff. And here come along Aaron Judge, 6'7", 285 pounds. Somebody called, you know, a couple people said, like, test him, pee in a cup, this, that, and the other. My man was my weight in high school, and I'm a big guy now. So, like, he's naturally a big individual. He's 6'7", 282 pounds of power. That happens. The genetics are there. Sometimes you're blessed. You are blessed with genetics like that. So, enough with the steroid shit. You know, like, will I eat my words? I don't think so this time around. I think this kid is humble and smart and raised the right way to play the game the way it's supposed to be played and just be a purified power hitter. So enough with the steroid shit. Like, it's very annoying. It's very annoying, especially as a Yankee fan. You got to keep hearing it. But Raymond Sanchez, question of the week. Favorite WrestlePro memory? Well, to be honest with you, Ray, when I made my debut for WrestlePro as an active wrestler, it was there was a on-the-spot title shot Royal Rumble-style match. I got to make my entrance there and do a lot of cool things there and work, you know, fight next to Curt Hawkins there and, like, just little things in that first memory. But honestly, I would have to say, you know, it falls under the radar, but my favorite memory of being a part of WrestlePro was being in Orlando as a member of WrestlePro. I really, like, you just felt like a rock star that week, and I really felt important. I had a fantastic week. I linked up with an old friend, and we killed it down there as a company, and it, like, just everything as a whole. So Orlando WrestleMania weekend for WrestleCon was definitely my favorite memory of WrestlePro in its first full year. Be sure to grab your tickets, WrestleProOnline.com. As you're listening to this, this is the last night you can do that. If not shut down already, you can buy them at the door at the Freedom Fest State Fair tomorrow in Allentown, New Jersey. So I'm excited to get back into the ring and announce all my friends and all that good shit. Jeremy Thompson, my man from whatchamacallit, Truth and Confessions. Matter of fact, he says, who wins in a fight, Beetlejuice or the Mask? Well, I think Beetlejuice was... Yeah, I'm going with Beetlejuice here because I just think that he was more of a badass. Michael Keaton, that was one of the more underrated roles, I think, in cinema history, was Michael Keaton's role as Beetlejuice. One of the funniest lines in that movie is when he... When I think he's arguing with the main characters or whatever, and he kicks over the tree. He kicks over the tree and yells, "Nice fucking model." I'm like, I don't know why, but it just sticks in my head and I'll never forget it. So I definitely take Keaton. Mask was an okay movie, a little overdone. I'm a Jim Carrey guy, but, like, that movie I think falls into the bottom of his plethora of movies. It's funny, don't get me wrong, it has its moments. I just, you know, too much animation, I guess. But that's it for the question. So, what am I thinking? Okay, wrestling stuff. So, before we get into WWE, let it be known now that, like, if... And I don't think anybody's thinking this, but if they are, I'll just set the record straight. Yes, I am busy, and yes, I've had a lot of cool shit come my way lately as far as the coaching and Simon Diamond's podcast and just a lot of shit, okay? And I've been really busy, and hence this is why this episode's being recorded on two separate sit downs. yeah, I'm busy, but the goals remain the same, okay? If anybody thinks that, like, I'm fading away from wrestling, you know, I'm telling you right now, and I don't recall if I touched on this prior to the break, but wrestling can get very annoying at times and very frustrating, and I think it's the people that are in it that make it that way. Wrestling as a whole, WWE, Impact, the whole, like, the major stages of professional wrestling, I'm still a diehard fan. I am. I'll watch every night. I'll watch all the pay-per-views and all this other shit. I'll do that. But being in the business and being around the people that are just fucking miserable or complaining or bitching and whining about a spot or just bad wrestling, and like, sometimes for comedic relief, I'll do that Bad Wrestling Exposed page and I'll just hit it up just to see what's going on and what's out there. It's atrocious, and it's a sad, sad deal that there's certain companies out there that are still just, they exist. And I know I touched on this earlier, but I mean, it's just, enough's enough, man. Like, go away. Like, if your goal is to get a fan base of 50 to 60 people every month, are you really trying to progress? Like, if you're running in the same buildings and you're not trying to take it to the road or take it to, like, expand your company, what are you exactly, like, what's the goal? What's the end goal here? Like, to play wrestler and to give the title to your friends and say, I'm a fucking heavyweight champion? Like, that doesn't, you know, it does nothing for nobody. It does nothing for the sport. It does nothing for the business of professional wrestling if you're just playing wrestler in the same company, in the same house, running the same shows just to put on DVD. It's not, you're not really expanding to anybody. And, you know, Gino touched on it and kicked in the head, but the guy from Pennsylvania, or is he from Pennsylvania? I thought it was up north. You know, girls that went up there for this show, it just goes to show you that some of these promoters, and this stands by some of the promoters that are out there today, are just creeps. They're just pieces of shit, and they think they can play wrestler and play promoter, and then you put on a show and you get these girls to go and travel and pay tolls and gas and hit the road and all this other shit. But it's like, wait a minute, you made them drive, you made them do the drives, as some guys say, and you don't pay them? There's not one company out there right now, being that I'm in the business now 5 years plus, and I'm on a commentary level, ring announcing, whatever, I'm not working for free. I'm not. I'm too old. I'm not in the just in the wrestling business. I'm only 5 years in. There's people that I know that have been in for 15, 20 years. But I'm old as a person. I'm 31. I'm not doing any favors anymore. So the fact that you kind of blindsided all of these girls, I mean, all right. Let's call a spade a spade. Do some of them deserve to be paid anyway? No. Some of them need to stop wrestling. Okay? And if you were told previously that you're no good and it's not for you, then maybe it's not for you. Okay? I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm also trying to be a realist. Some girls are out there putting themselves over on social media and they're trash. They're complete fucking trash. They're drizzling shits, as they say in the business. It's just, ugh, it's a bad look. And stop just, I mean, again, Gino touched on it. You know, a former ring announcer shook the promoter down. Are you fucking serious? How is he shaking down anybody? It doesn't make any sense. Well, that's unfortunate. But anyway, WWE, I think, is at its all-time high as far as storylines, as far as just cool shit happening between the Enzo stuff and Cass. And I think Enzo's gone now for a little while. Cass will do his thing with Big Show. You got the Brock, Joe, and Roman thing, the Strowman thing, like all these things. Like, the tag team title division is kind of weak on Raw, not going to lie. Hopefully they, you know, the Revival are going to play a pivotal role in that as well. The Kurt Angle thing, like, ooh, what the hell is that? Who's on the phone? Like, we're going to find out next Monday. You know, a lot of sources are saying that he's going to wrestle again, which would be fucking awesome. I think he's in great shape. He probably can go. I'm going to, tonight, when I get a spare hour, I'm going to watch that WWE 24 with Kurt Angle because he's one of my favorites of all time. I think he's had the most intensity, no pun on his three eyes, but, you know, he was a Chris Benoit-type wrestler, or as a grappler, and he can go. And he was always pissed off at himself for not being at his all-time best. So WWE is doing great. Impact Wrestling, I'm excited. Or, I'm sorry, Global Force Wrestling. I'm excited for my boy Kevin, Kevin Moe and Mario, and whoever else is added to that Jeff Jarrett promotion. I think that there's things coming, and unfortunately, now that I know some of the inside stuff because of Pat Kenny, like, I won't get into that because it's not my place, but who knows where that company is going. I wish all my friends the best, and I will continue to wish all my friends the best until you piss me off with all your negativity. I'll be honest today, okay? And I just like kind of stuttered when I said this because I kind of got choked up. Today, as I record this, I had my first, and it's been a while, panic attack slash like anxiety attack where I thought I was going to lose everything. I thought I was going to lose my shit, and it was in school, and I'm in front of a bunch of third grade kids, and it comes from, you know, a financial thing. It comes from, where's your goals? Like, what's happening with your life? Like, are you getting too old to chase the dream because the bills are kind of packing on? And, like, when is it enough? Like, you get nervous about this kind of stuff. And you truly need a support system, whether it be your friends. Or, like, in generally speaking, whether it be your friends, if you're married, your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you need some kind of support system behind you. Because if you don't, it's a very lonely, lonely place. And that's where I felt today. And, you know, until I worked it all out and I just kind of took a deep breath and just said everything was going to be okay. And, like, it happens. You know, you can't be positive around the clock because then people think you're on drugs. Okay. Because it's true. You just got to level yourself off. You know, I have goals. I have aspirations of being the best at everything that I do, the best coach, the best ring announcer, the best commentator, the best this, that, and the other. Okay, I don't accept anything less than that, and you shouldn't either. You know, like, take it from me. You know, I've been around the block, and I've done a lot of things in my life, and one thing's for sure, if you don't remain positive, and you don't remain even keel with a head on your shoulders, things can come crashing down very, very fast. So take it from me, as someone who used to suffer from high anxiety, high like depression, to the point where I didn't think there was any light at the end of the tunnel. Take a deep breath next time you think that something's just awful, you know, and instead of taking it to social media and bitching about it on social media and letting everybody know that you're in a bad mood, because then you're going to get the, what's wrong? Keep your chin up, blah, blah, blah. All the yes men and women are going to come out of left field and root you on to what? They don't know, because you won't let them in. So it's time for you to actually take a step back and talk about your problems rather than express them on social media. Go seek help. Go seek somebody. Talk to a therapist. They work. I used to think they were the biggest crock of shit. They're not. They're not. So with that being said, I'm going to call it quits today because, I like I said, long 11-hour day today, and I just wanted to record the second half of this show. Today, I'll record episode 28 on Friday. I'll post a bunch of shit for topics and whatnot. But just for future reference, I have a new Instagram handle. It's the same as my Twitter handle, at Dave Sturch, DaveSturch. I am trying my very hardest, and as much as, you know, the podcast is called Destruction 101. That's my character. That's what it was for when I was wrestling and everything involved wrestling. But it's time to take more of a professional approach. I'm not Coach Destruction. I'm not Dave Destruction on commentary, or, you know, it just doesn't make much sense anymore, because I'm not a pro wrestler anymore. I'm not actively pro wrestling. Will I ever wrestle again? I have no idea, but as of right now, I'm taking more of an approach to be me, Dave Sturchio. Okay? So, new Twitter handle. Twitter handle's the same. Instagram's the same. Follow me on Snapchat, Dave Destruction 2, as I just counteract that. And follow me on the social media on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DaveDestruction, and I'll be changing that. And then www.facebook.com/destruction101. It's been a pleasure, and I will see you guys all next week. Like I said, I'll probably be recording on Friday, and then we'll go from there. But it's a busy, busy time in my life. I'm trying my very hardest to weigh it all out. But until next time, I'll see you guys later. Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock.
knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
Shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down.
Hit the brakes,
we don't have to.